WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In meteorology, an air mass is a large volume of air defined by its temperature and water vapor content. Air masses cover many hundreds or thousands of square miles and adopt the characteristics of the surface below them. They are classified according to latitude and their continental or maritime source regions. Fronts separate air masses with different density, temperature, and or moisture characteristics. When cold air is moving to replace warmer air, it is referred to as a cold front. If a warm air mass is moving to replace colder air, it is termed a warm front. The Bergeron classification is the most widely accepted form of air mass classification. Air mass classification involves three letters. The first letter describes its moisture content, with C used for continental air masses, those that are dry, and M for maritime air masses, those that are moist. The second letter describes the thermal characteristics of its source region, T for tropical, P for polar, A for Arctic or Antarctic, M for monsoon, E for equatorial, and S for superior air. That's dry air formed by significant downward motion in the atmosphere. The third letter is used to designate the stability of the atmosphere. If the air mass is colder than the ground below it, it's labeled K. If the air mass is warmer than the ground below it, it is labeled W. However, air mass terminology is somewhat subjective. That is, it is not defined by definitive, universally accepted qualitative parameters. It is used primarily for general descriptive purposes in meteorological discussions. Well, time to take my continental air mass and head out. If you have a question about the weather, send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.